So let us move on then to item number two, matters arising. So members may refer to a summary table that summarizes the department's responses to the follow-up items for the last meeting on the 20th of November, which has also been circulated to members by the secretariat on the 18th of January. So the following responses are being highlighted. So paragraph 2.4, which is on the renovation of Salisbury Garden, this will be discussed under our agenda item number three at this meeting, so we will revisit that. Then paragraph 2.20, about the Tsim Sha Tsui Star Ferry Pier area. So TD is now formulating the initial scope of works for the renovation of the Tsim Sha Tsui Pier for further discussion with Star Ferry Company Limited. Nevertheless, some simple renovation works are now being carried out at the Tsim Sha Tsui Pier bus terminus, which involved the provision of tactile guide path for the disabled, the repainting of bus and taxi passenger shelters and passenger railings, and the repaving of unsatisfactory parts of the carriage. So the works are expected to be completed in mid-2013. I think these short-term measures are necessary and good to have, but they alone are not necessary to fully address our concern on this very important piece of site on the Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront. So in the long term, we move on to paragraph 2.30 and that of 4.15. So the Harbour Unit has liaised with the Transport and the Housing Bureau and the Transport Department on further enhancing the Tsim Sha Tsui Pier area. So, and also the Secretariat and Transport Department together will organize a walking tour to the Tsim Sha Tsui Pier and the bus terminus to brief members on the latest development and to gather members' views on the way forward. So that brings us to paragraph 3.23A and 2.24. So it's about the proposal of resuming the at-grade crossing at Salisbury Road. TD is now studying the pros and cons of different optional arrangements so as to strike the best balance between pedestrians and vehicular traffic. So this is something good that we are looking into the issue, though personally I doubt very much whether we have the best balance, okay? But I think maybe later on we somehow priorities have to be set. And in our agenda item number two, the discussion will also shed light on this issue. So we will dealt with that in agenda item number three. Then moving on to paragraph 3.25, I think this is another very good initiative that this task force would welcome and like to see. An interdepartmental working group on the enhancement of pedestrian connectivity in Tsim Sha Tsui has been formed with the participation from relevant government departments and that of MTRC. So two meetings were conducted to synchronize the best routing and signages with a view to producing a walking map. And this working group would engage the private stakeholders in due course. The Harbour Unit will report progress to the task force on a regular basis. And I think maybe at the last meeting, Winnie, you can give us an update about this development.
Improving the pedestrian. In response to members' comments on improving the pedestrian signages in Tsim Sha Tsui area with a view to enhancing the pedestrian connectivity from the hinterland to the waterfront, we have formed a working group with the participation of TD, LCSD, Tourism Commission, CEDD, Home Affairs Department, MTRC, and also Tourism Board. And our objectives are to review and synchronize in phases the signages managed by various parties in the area. We also identify and install the necessary new signages. remove and replace those duplicated or misleading signages, and also to produce an interactive walking map for the public as well as for the tourists. So we have, as reported by the task force chair, that we have held two meetings in the past 2 months to explore the best routings from Tsim Sha Tsui MTR stations to the harbourfront destinations such as the Star Ferry Pier, the Museum of Arts, Avenue of Stars, etc. And departments and institutions concerned are now stock-taking existing signages under their management along the routes with a view to identifying possible improvements, and relevant private developers will be engaged later. So as Chair said, Harbour Unit will report progress of this interdepartmental working group on to the task force on a regular basis. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Winnie. Paragraph 3.26. Lands Department has advised us that actually there was a previous proposal from Sheraton Hotel to construct a pedestrian subway connecting its basement to the existing Middle Road subway, but this proposal was withdrawn in 2011. So the clarification has been that the application has been withdrawn rather than is being rejected. So that brings us to paragraph 4.11c. So the task force views are on the planning application for the proposed development in Yau Tong Bay Comprehensive Development Area were actually conveyed to the Town Planning Board on the 7th of December 2012. And this letter to the Town Planning Board has been tabled at this meeting, so members may take a look. And for members' information, the Metro Planning Committee of the Town Planning Board has deferred a decision of the application for 2 months at its meeting on the 21st of December 2012. So finally, paragraphs 4.12 and 4.13, the web link has been updated, and that comments from members about the study on improving the Yau Tong Bay waterfront area has been conveyed to the Yau Tong Lee Yu Moon stakeholder group on the 9th of December. So finally, 4.15, going back to this walking tour around the Tsim Sha Tsui Ferry Pier and bus terminus, perhaps we can start thinking about organizing this walking tour, perhaps after the Chinese New Year, but before the next task force meeting. All right, so the Secretariat would inform members about potential dates. All right, thank you. All right, so that finishes our matters arising. And we move on to Paul.
Just a couple of points to follow through on the matters arising. If we're going to go and check out this the TST Pier bus terminus, I notice that currently we're just asking the Star Ferry and the bus company to make some improvements, which I believe is probably a nice thing to do, but that doesn't get us very far. So if we're going to spend time and all visit there, I'd like to have a confirmation that the Tourism Commission is actually going to hire a consultant to get some work done. I feel somewhat a waste of my time if I'm going to walk around there with the whole group and we don't have somebody to follow up on these things. So can I have a confirmation that the Tourism Commission will continue this project and actually spend money and get a good project going? Otherwise, I think we should defer our visit until such time as the government has a budget for it. On the issue of the signage system, I like to refer to Legible London. There's a project done in London where they really studied how to provide good quality mapping and routing and wayfinding information in the City of London prior to the Olympics. It's probably the latest project around the world where good money was spent on figuring out good mapping projects and how to do it. Could actually be a good set of input for the working group that is looking into it. On 3.26, I'd like to see if we can get information about the Sheraton Hotel link with the pedestrian subway. Can we see the plan? Can we see where the reserve is for that link? Can we have more information? I think that it's interesting to know that it was withdrawn by the hotel, but I think this is something we want to pursue. In terms of improving connectivity, we like to see more detail, I would suggest. So if we can have more information than just the information that has been withdrawn, would be really appreciated. Those are my comments on the minute on the matters arising, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Paul. So for the walking trip, I think it would be very useful for us to have support and inputs from different units and departments that would actually look after the area. And if you can go back to the minutes and also the responses that have been raised when we talk about this particular area, especially the Piazza project, it has been agreed that the harbor unit will be taking the lead and liaising with THB and TD on this issue. So instead of putting it on this meeting, that we must the Tourism Commission must set up some money aside to do this and hire a consultant to do this. I think from this meeting, we should be able to confirm that actions and observations that are being made by members and suggestions that would be put forward would be followed up by the harbour unit as well as this task force, which is very important. Okay, instead of putting it on any particular unit. The second point that you raised about the London mapping project, I think all members sitting around the table would have received your web link information of the mapping project. So I think it would be very useful, and members are already aware of it. And Winnie, perhaps for this particular group, working group that you're working at, you can also take a reference to the information that are provided there. Certainly is helpful. Finally, for your comments on paragraph 3.26, I'm very much aware that since it's an application and it's a proposal from the Sheraton Hotel, we have to seek consent from the Sheraton Hotel to disclose such information if that is the case. So perhaps we can see whether there's a consent for the applicant to share such information with us. And I think in relation, because we are seriously exploring whether we can have an at-grade crossing, you know, just at the end of the Salisbury Road and the Nathan Road, perhaps this would make this particular project or application less urgent and to be considered holistically together, because it's very near in that particular area. All right, so can I close it there? Is there any other comment on the matters arising? If not, let us move on to item number 3, action area.